Tonight's shir is Siman Reish Zayin Mechvov, Siv Zayin Ches and Tes. Siv Zayin, Im Ein Imo Shum Echad Mikol Elu. If he doesn't have with him a donkey, a non-Jew, a child, a cheresh, a shoita, what does he do? Shabbos starts, he's carrying his wallet. Yitaltalenu pachos pachos mi'arba amas. What he does is he takes it in small distances, each one less than 4 amas. V'davka kiso, this only works for his wallet, o mitzia shebo liyodo, or something he had found earlier. Avim lo bo liyodo lo. If he didn't find it until Shabbos, he can't touch it, and we would not allow him to move it, pachos pachos. Mishdebura sifkot in tezayin, im einim ovechulu. Deshvus chamur humaod. The Isid Rabbanon is very serious. Dimalo yitzam sein bishi'uro v'yovel ho'ilich abba amas v'sarabim. In general, we're concerned. He won't be careful with the distance, and he'll come to carry 4 hours to Sarabim. It was only with great, great hardship and difficulty that Chum decided to allow this. Because, A, he's going to lose a lot. People get out of their minds when it comes to their money. Like we said before. And therefore, Lo hitiru chazal only allowed eladav kishein lo shum echad kol el drachim. Only if there's no alternative. There's no donkey. There's no nanju. There's no cheresh or the cotton. That's the only time the chamam would give the allowance of carrying pachas midalat amis, because they really didn't want to be lenient with this. But in the fact that he'll bol al mamono, he'll end up just carrying outright. They have to find an eitz, so that's what the eitz of letting him carry pachas on amos in increments less than 4 amos. Mr. Bursa kan you zayin pachas b'chulu. V'ze'enu mo'il ele inyan tiltul b'shu sarab or b'kamlis. Now this gives him the ability to move it in the public domain or the kamlis, which is the public domain d'rabbonim. She'isru humishum tiltul arba amos, because there it's also to carry 4 amos. Okay, mahani zeh, that's what helps if he goes less than dalal amos, less than dalal amos. Al mikamlis b'shu sayochid or b'shu sarabim. But to move his item from the Carmelis to a Rishus Yochid, a total private domain, or to a total public domain, the Koshkin Rishus Yochid is certainly to go from a public domain to a private domain. The Isser Humishum Hotsa'or Rishus Rishus, there the whole Isser is changing domain from one to the other. The Asra Afila B'chatzi Amma, that's Asra, even if it's moving it half an Amma. So there's no Eitza to go Pachas Pachas. The whole concept of going less than 4 amis is just while he's in the Karmelis or while he's in the Shisarabim. But to change location, that doesn't help. Al-Kayim B'inyanenu, therefore, in our scenario, Kishabasamuk Lebeso Shushushiyachit, he's going in the Shisarabim. Pachas Pachas, less than 4 amis. Now he's nearing his house. The house is a private domain. What is he going to do? Yizur Kakis Kalachriyad Lebeso. What he has to do is toss the wallet into his house in an unusual way. So he's not doing a full-fledged bringing in from the Shisarab to Shisyachit. And even if he put it down when it comes near his house, he can then bring it into the house in an unusual way. Because of the potential loss. So throwing it kalach yad, people say throw it over your shoulder, you know, just don't throw it straight, throw it in a funny way, this is from his shoulders. So it's an unusual method. The transfer from a shus to a shus cannot be in the ordinary fashion, because then you're dealing with an isser d'oraisa. Kosev etaz, the Taz writes, lo yafa o sin, it's not good what people do, o san shenoysen tinok lamul, the people who carry a child for bismila, the pachos pachos ma'aba amis in increments less than 4 amis. There's still an iser. Going from your house to the street. Shu karmelis, the streets are karmelis. And have a non-Jew carry the child from the house to the street. And then move in increments less than 4 amis. Then you need the non-Jew again to get him into the shul. So from the house to the street, you need a non-Jew. Then you could carry the child pachas pachas. And then get into the shul for the bris, you also need a non-Jew. If you look at Morgan Avram, Later in Shin Lamed Aleph, he says, Ein Lasagan, don't even do that. Do the bris at home. Why are you getting a non-Jew? The people used to take their bound Jew, push the baby carriage to shul for the bris. So why are you doing that? Just do the bris in your house. Now, maybe for some people it wasn't possible to do the bris in the house. If it's not possible, then you need an Eitzah. Of course, that's when there isn't an Erev, obviously. Right? If it's an Erev, you don't have an issue. Sivka Yuches. Pachos me arba amas. So if you have no alternative, you're allowed to take your wallet yourself and carry it in the street till you get close to your house. Pachos, pachos, less than arba amas. Arba amas is somewhere between 6 and 8 feet. V'ya'amod lafush bentayim. So you have to stop, stand still, take a rest, rega echad for a moment, lahafsi b'neim, between each movement. V'hanochas gufo kanochas chefetz. And when the body rests, it's as if the item is resting. Even though he is not stopping in the meantime for himself to rest, his whole goal is not to move for amos at once. That still halachically he rested, took a deep breath, and then he starts again. So each set of movements don't connect. Some are strict. He should actually sit down every few amos. Or if he's not going to sit, put the item down on the floor and then pick it back up, carry 3 amas, put it back down, pick it up, and that's until he gets close to his house. It's better to move it four, in these less than 4 amas increments by 2 people rather than 1. Then we're not going to say they have to actually sit down or fully rest. We call echad having ma'isa chodesh because it's always a new ma'isa. Basically, there are 2 people doing it; they're alternating. You can say they're alternating. One person carries the 3 amas, the next person carries the 3 amas. The first one goes like 3 amas, the next the 3 amas. So every person is spelled every other 3 amas. So in that way, you don't have to sit, you don't have to stop, because each person is doing a new maisa. Sifkan yutes, shebo liyado, this is only allowed for his wallet, or a mitzia that he found before Shabbos. Hayne medyom, it came to his domain, or to his hand, before Shabbos starts. V'chanal b'sifak, like we said, it's if aleph. Si'if ches. Yesh, or even some say, this heter of moving the wallet in increments less than 4 amos is only for the person who was on the way and it got dark on him, Erev Shabbos. So he saw four. He thought she died in Yeshua, there's plenty of time, and it didn't work out that way. Al Misha Yatsmi Besu Samlecha Hashaycha, but if someone left his house late in the afternoon, Veshochach, and he forgot, now he has his wallet on him. We don't give him this allowance, any of the aces we gave, not give it to Nanju, not to the Chamor, nothing. Because he never should have left the house with his wallet. The person who left early in the day and was caught, and now it's late, he's a shtickel oinis. But if he left close to dark, we don't give him anything. Hatam, the reason is the pusher, he's negligent. When he left his house, it was already dark, getting dark. He should have been concerned he'd forget his wallet. And end up carrying it in the streets. When he left earlier, that's motor based, you know, given the options we've mentioned before. So we don't give this person a heter if he left the house late in the afternoon. What's the law meaning to say? She asked, "Kefi hamavor lekamon b'sifyut beis b'hagol, to do what we describe later in sifyut beis, the atir chagoro b'shuk. He's going to have to do. We say later on in sifyut beis, he's going to yatir chagoro b'shuk. He will undo his belt in the street. Do no fill, it'll fall down. The wallet was actually stuck between his belt and his waist, so when he undoes his belt, it drops. V'om le'nihu d'shom, he'll have to get an angel to watch it for him." Now, if you look in Eli Rabbah, he quotes a Rashba, Hacholik al Yeshom, who argues in this whole Yeshom. The Rashba holds, the Gambazi Yeshus Mercha Drachim, even in this case, when he left late in the afternoon, he can rely on the leniencies of giving it to an Anjou to bring for him, or a Chamor, and so on. the cost of the yesh is machalov, and he says you can rely on it. So even though the Shulchan Aruch brings a yesh omrim to be machmir, and there's no cholik, the Rama doesn't disagree, Eli Rabba brings a heter to rely on a rash, but he says you can rely on that. Sivtes. Now that he reaches the closest yard that's protected, the outer one to the city, I guess he's coming, approaching the city, and he approaches a yard that's protected. He should take off of the donkey those items that aren't muksa. And those that are muksa, he should untie the straps, and the bags will fall on their own. Now, if the bags were holding glass, that was muksa. What kind of glass is muksa? Let's say these are vials that are used for bloodletting. They have no use at all on Shabbos. They're pretty disgusting. If they fall to the floor, they'll break. He should first put on the ground cushions and pillows, and then untie the bags, and they'll fall on the cushions. This has to be small bags. So you can pull out the cushions afterwards. These are big bags. That once they land on the pillows, they're staying there, you can't pull the pillows out. Then you can't put the pillows there. Because now that pillow which had a use no longer has a use. Perish. The use you had for it before is gone. So we learned there's a gezeira either because of malachas sois or malachas bona. So you can't put a cushion under it. In this case, you just unload the donkey carefully, slowly, that the glass shouldn't break. But don't leave them on the animal. Just to leave them there is not right either. That causes the animal undue discomfort to leave it with these packages throughout Shabbos. You got to get it off the animal because it's Tzal Bal Chaim. He reaches the outermost chatzer that is protected. When the animal is standing close to the doorway, he's about to bring it from a public domain to private domain. As we write in Sif Yud Aleph, we have to say that for an animal we're not going to be so strict. If you look at Pimagodim, he really did not like this answer. The Yesh Matar, some others answer, what he's got to do is, when the animal gets near to the yard, take the package off the animal while the animal is still moving. So it doesn't come to rest on the animal. Or even better, take it off the animal before it ever gets into the yard. And then he only puts it back on the animal when the animal starts to move. So there's no real akira of moving it from its stationary position. Even though the animal will then walk in and stand. And that's the hanocha. Less than, but it doesn't bother us. Anything by a human being would be so the Eitzer is either when it gets close to the Chatzer to take it off the animal while it's still moving, so the animal is not doing the Hanocha when the animal stops, or take it off and put it back on once the animal has started again, so then the animal does an hanocha, but doesn't do an akira. Basically, the first scenario is the animal is doing the akira, is not doing the hanocha. The second case, the animal is not doing, he is doing hanocha, but is not doing an akira. Sifkan chavdat, me'al hachamor, take from the donkey the kelim that aren't muksa. V'afilu hem yoyis mitesvav sa'in, even if it's a huge package, more than 15 saw. Shari, it's allowed to take them off because it's a matter of causing pain to the animal to leave it there. Otherwise, you can't take it off a wagon. We'll get that in the end of Shem Lama Gimel. So if you had a wagon with this big package, you can't touch that. You leave it alone. Sikon chafei meusim. The glass used for bloodletting is disgusting. V'yavagav de muksa machmas mius mutter, even though muksa machmas mius is mutter. Haino hecha de chazi chasui v'man. It's only if you can use it to cover something. Aval hacha lo chazi chasus. This cannot be used as a cover. Shem yupul yishmur. If it falls, it'll break. It has absolutely no use. Sikon chafav sheyacha v'chulu. If you had a small package of glass, you put a cushion under it, then let the package fall onto the cushion. And then you get it off the cushion. For lo nasu mitam bosses dover also. So the cushion never becomes also as a base for muksa. Kim shu hayalei and ben eshmarsha, because it wasn't serving as a base during twilight. Sivkan chav zayin l'shamtam, and then you slip it out. V'yav agav shekoydim sheyaspik l'shamtam kulam benachas shol yishbar kelim harihei mevutolam hechanam ba'osu shah. Even though before you get a chance to slip the package off of the cushion slowly to keep it from breaking, at that point in time, isn't it a temporary bitul kli mehechano? The fact that the muksas on it is a temporary bitul kli mehechano. Afilu hachi etir chacham lasuskein. The chacham said, no, it's mutter. Kadei shlo yehafzid ayde shvir. We don't want it to break and suffer a loss. Because for Habib Poskim, many Poskim write the Dafka Bekalim, this is only by Kalim, Sheish Hefsid Meruba Beshriyasan, that is a great loss if they break. Alachaticha Zechuchas Rechavos, Sheinim Kalim, but if he had pieces, broad pieces of glass, these not, aren't Kalim. Shein Hefsid Kolkach Beshriyasan, so there's no big loss if they break. Deim Asuyim Lehechatech, Lechatichas Ketanos, the goal is eventually to break them into small pieces. Well, that's Bezerach Hefsimut, so it's a small Hefsid. In that case, you cannot put cushions under the bags. The fishim of Atlan al Kaponim tashmish l'shatan, because there is a temporary bit of klima hechano. V'chemazik amogin avom l'dina. That's how the amogin avom concludes the halacha. Teish lahoros, one should paskin. Shem of Atlan klima hechano. I feel if you show one should not even temporarily cause the kli to use its function. El b'mokam hefsim ruba, unless it's a case of great loss, not smaller. So hefsim hefsim ruba. Now, what about ruining these kalim, basically making them unusable for the entire day, if it's a case of great loss? Yesh matirin. Some say it's okay. V'yesh osim. Some say it's not okay. Fine be'alocha, lukim be'alocha. Because we're discussing temporary bitul kli mehechano. But if it's a whole day, the Chabad says you can't do it. Says you can't do it. So the shaila is, would the mechaber allow it if it's hefsim meruba? Mechaber doesn't differentiate. Pashtus mechaber is answering. Dancing will make a difference. But do those want to say that if it's a hefsim meruba, we would matter it even if it's a gans tog bitul kli mehechano?